This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls in this hour. We have several reporters popping in as well. We're going to go to everybody. John, Tom, Tricia, Alicia, David, Dave, Dan, Eric, Alexandria, and others. Alexandria in Pennsylvania. You're up at bat first. Thanks for calling in on this Friday edition.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
My simple
I'm in attack
question.
Formation, since you asked. I'm staying in attack formation.
You should, and God bless you, and I think our prayers are helping with you and everything else.
I can feel your prayers literally holding me up. I'm serious. It's unbelievable. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alex. My simple question is about this impeachment fiasco. Do you think that this fabricated impeachment inquisition is a facade to hide a scheme that the Dems are creating behind, you know, this whole scandalous circus?
People say 110%. How about 1,000,000,000%? How about infinity percent? I mean, that is exactly what this is. Doesn't matter if it's all a lie and a flop. It still makes them the authority, and it changes the subject from the reality that they're a bunch of knuckle-dragging, America-hating pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think Trump should do? I think he keeps pointing that out, and I hope this Inspector General report that's coming out December 11th, they've now confirmed, triggers a whole bunch of indictments. I mean, that's what we need here.
Yes. Yeah, I just think Trump needs to heavy hand the whole situation.
Well, that's his problem is, when you listen, when we're under extremist attack, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, as Barry Goldwater said. They're the ones that are extreme. So meeting that force is not extreme. We're not, in fact, we're extremely bad and cowardly if we don't respond very aggressively. We're being attacked, okay, by a bunch of really bad lying people.
Yes.
I mean, they're literally just assaulting the hell out of us. So I'm not wanting some big war and indictments. But you know what? They brought the war. Yes. And so I'm not going to lay down in a ditch. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. I have a feeling they're cooking up something behind this whole ridiculous thing, and it's still going to come out somehow. You know, they're going to continue it on. But I wanted to thank you so much for your excellent line of health supplements, Alex. They have improved my husband and I, our health greatly, and we have subscribed to Bodies Vitamin Mineral Infusion, the Super Blue Toothpaste, the Super Silver Gel, the DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vazio Beat, and I just got over a sinus infection, took Pollen Black. Within 3 days, I was getting cleared up already.
You know what's amazing, ma'am? I thought of this a few days ago. Because my wife was looking at me and she said, my God, you, how much weight have you lost? I said, well, 30 pounds, but I've gained a bunch of muscle. So I really total lost about probably 35 pounds of fat. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I really just eat all my supplements now and have like 3 small meals. But I had a pizza in here yesterday. I ate one piece. I had a couple eggs and one banana for breakfast, one piece of pizza. And then had a little bit of grilled chicken last night. And because I just ate a bunch, I ate like 5 fish oil caplets, had some vitamin mineral fusion. Literally, I'm just taking all the supplements now because I know they're all great. And people are like, what the hell's going on? It looks like you're 15 years younger. You've lost this weight. And that's all I'm doing. And I'm going to do some shoots where I actually have my shirt off and stuff. But I'm going to wait another week or so because now it's just ripping off. It's just racing off of me. And I'm not. What's crazy is your body is hungry for the nutrients. And so when you get them out of real supplements like this, you don't need the big masses of food. Your body wants masses of food because there's no real nutrients in there on average. So you need more, more, more. So thank you so much, Alexandria. Anything else?
Yeah, it's just the quality of them. You know, you can go to any old store and buy supplements, but your product line are top quality, and that's what really matters.
Well, they are. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for the support. Yes, there's a lot of money goes into each bottle. It's not a bunch of filler. It's high quality. Thank you. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Through Friday, we are here live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then you've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer. You've got Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert. We've got David Knight. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. We plan on adding more shows. It takes crew. It takes time. We're getting more camera people, more editors, more live switchers, more producers. We're just putting everything into the fight. Maximum push 2020. To expose the deep state, to remove the permanent bureaucracy, to restore the republic, to get the public more educated about the real players. Americanism versus globalism. Free market, family, common sense versus globalist poison. They have to poison us to get us to do things that are unnatural and conform to their system. And people are really understanding just how predatory the globalists are. It is a major, major sea change. Savannah Hernandez is with us starting next segment. Riding shotgun and getting into some of the incredible videos and articles that Paul Watson's written about her reports, where Democrats in Austin literally say, we don't care if Obama deported twice as many children in even his second administration than Trump has. We don't care if you put him in cages. He's a gentleman. When Trump doesn't have him in cages, that's bad. The woman actually says that. She goes, I don't care what Obama is, father in cages. I don't care the numbers. Trump's a valet. He's not a gentleman. Obama is. Wait till you see this footage. I want to go back to your calls right now. We've got so many great people that are patiently holding here. Let's go to Alicia in Michigan. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for answering.
You bet.
I just wanted to mention, you've said before, you've talked about the Cold Civil War going on right now, and my husband's family has been, like, they're very, very liberal. And I've been a libertarian for a long time. And in the beginning, we weren't really big fans of Trump because we were scared of, like, the red flag laws and things. And but we slowly, like, realized he's, like, the best possible thing we can have right now. And it seems like these impeachment hearings have been, like, emboldening the left a lot. And it's gotten to the point where we've lost most of my husband's side of the family, most of my friends. Because they cannot stand that I will actually say good things when Trump does good things.
Well, that's a great point. You know, I was going to talk about Trump today because I don't want to say I had an epiphany, but I really thought about why I'm really upset with Trump. I'm upset with myself more than anybody, that I don't work harder, that I don't come up with better ideas, that in hindsight, all the time I wish that I would have done something I should have done then, but hindsight's 2020. So the person I'm really maddest at is me. I'm not walking around on cloud nine that I've done this great job. Now, I'm not depressed. I'm very animated. I'm very happy. I'm energized, but I'm still feeling unfulfilled, a itch that I can't scratch. I mean, a desire way beyond, you know, wanting to have sex or wanting to eat a big meal when you're hungry. It's a desire to protect my children. And it's powerful, and it's driving me. And it's so fulfilling, but it's fulfilling for 99% of it. And it's empowering. It's electrifying. I mean, I'm just seething right now with energy. But then there's that impetus to fire the weapon at the point of the energy and the power rising up. This isn't just to be powerful. This is rising up to defend good. This is to be projected. And then you've got to expect the enemy to come back, and you've got to be ready to fight. Ah, I can feel it. The human spirit refusing to be dominated by Satan. But only by reaching up to Christ can we make that electrical, spiritual connection to be energized. And by joining with Christ and then becoming a focal point, can we reach right in and defeat Satan. Satan will be defeated. Jesus saves. We start realizing how powerful our God is. The real architect, not the false architect. And as soon as we start tapping into that, it's unlimited. But Trump, he's kind of an island in himself. Everything they do fails. It's all a big joke. He does a lot of good things, but not going on the offense against their crimes and just letting them attack, 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 and then they get more and more out of control is dangerous. And I get that it'll end up probably bringing them down 10 times worse, but that process is immoral. And so if the Attorney General and others don't start moving quickly, it's dereliction of duty, plain and simple. You do not sit here politically waiting until they're on top of us, driving daggers into us to pull the trigger. Like Colonel Jackson said in the war with the British, the War of 1812, he told his troops in their formations, and he'd been in the First Revolutionary War, his brother and mother died, and his dad died before that. Jackson was amazing. And he was like 12 when he joined the Continental Army, was in the war 4 years, the last 4 years. I mean, that's why he was such a badass. I mean, and he was a spy, runner, killed British soldiers by the time he was 13. But side issue, Colonel Jackson said, wait till you see the whites of their eyes. That's 30, 40 feet. And then now a musket ball has five times the power at that speed that it does at 200 yards, 300 yards. And you're going to get them dead on, and they got to reload. So you let them get their shots in. That's what Trump's doing. And then when they're up close, you just blast them politically. I don't mean shoot them. It's an analogy. The left will claim I'm saying shoot everybody. I'm not. They know that. They just think you're stupid when they do that. But you're not dumb. You understand what I'm really saying? But I mean, they're on top of us, driving daggers into us at this point. I mean, the whites the eyes thing left a long time ago. So, no, the truth is the swamp is paralyzing Trump, and the Justice Department is full of a bunch of cowards at the top and operatives. And the fact that we've gotten this far, you know, is at least something. But we need to just crack the whip, and Trump needs to get people in there that will do their damn jobs and stop worrying about how they're going to get critiqued by the deep state. The deep state is already collapsing. They're losing their power. But in their death throes, our inaction could let them grab victory from the jaws of defeat. Let's go ahead and, Alicia, do you have any comments or questions about that or any statements?
Well, actually, yeah. You mentioned the power of, you know, God, and we used to be very atheist, and it's just this past year, I really have felt we really turned to Christ, and it's made our lives so much better despite the fact that we're losing family members, but they were really toxic to begin with, so it's sad, but it's a really good thing, and we're really happy.
And again, other people pray to these other gods, they'll tell you. All over the world, the occult doesn't care about Buddha, doesn't care about this or that. It cares about Christ. I mean, it's a real energy field. What happened? I mean, spend a minute or two. The process and what started happening? Because what happens when you're starting to turn away from the world and the devil, there's a block. You feel God's there, but you're not getting to God. But as soon as it starts coming through, it gets more stronger and stronger, and then suddenly a dam breaks. The Holy Spirit hits you. I mean, have you experienced that yet?
Yeah, actually, we were just feeling we were missing something in our life. We didn't know what, and we started kind of exploring, and there were people on my side of the family that were like, you need to open your heart to Christ. And that means, you know, just asking him and not opening your heart, you're not going to get an answer. You have to open your heart and open your mind to receiving him. And when we did that, it was like, I knew it was true.
Had you ever felt a feeling like that before?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get a lot better, but a lot of the churches are corrupt. The devil sends his people in there to do bad things to you, to turn you off to Christ. That's not Christ. Christ talked about that extensively. Just go directly to God, and it just gets stronger. It just gets better. And the enemy knows that, and Christ's spirit's coming into the planet so strong right now. That's why they're so scared. That's why the globalists are going crazy, trying to bully us into submitting to them, but it's not going to happen. This is an amazing thing. God bless you, Alicia. Thank you for your testimony. You're going to find the false Christ in most of these churches, but you're going to find the real Christ in your heart when you open it up. But there you have demon books on conjuring demons for elementary students now sold at Walmart, so they open their heart to the devil. That is so dangerous. You open your heart to the devil, he comes in too. He's real.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Transceivers.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We are electrochemical transceivers. We receive and we transmit. That's been proven now. Every cell receives and transmits a signal. The globalists, a name for the forces of Satan, are literally with chemicals, biologicals, and then with words and actions and programming, with their lexicon of syntax, are attempting to jam the transmission with their transmission. But through these different levels, we're able to understand it, and even though they're jamming, it's more intense, the background radiation of God's transmission is strong, but it doesn't force its way. The enemy forces its way in. But once you're aware of that, you can then, with your will, your consciousness, as free will, tune to the channel. Even if you're in solitary confinement being tortured, you can tune that out and tune right to Christ. And that's the secret. They train you to think third dimensional. You've got to go to a church. You've got to go to a leader, a priest, who then, on average, is a Satanist, who is there to get control of you and make you think that you found Christ so they can mislead you so you turn against Christ and don't believe in Christ. That's the devil's biggest trick. And I would say 80% of the churches in the world now in big industrialized areas are globalist run. World Council of Churches run by the Rockefellers. And they're either worldly or they're secret atheists or leftists who went to the seminary. That's all been admitted. But then the higher up ones are Satanists, people like the Pope and his deputy Pope. They're not Catholics. They're not Christians. And that's their plan. That's how they mislead you. And Christ spent most of his time looking at the Pharisees and saying, they're the ones misleading you. They're not the real leaders. They are the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue just means church. And so that happens in any of these systems where you try to get to God. There are real synagogues. There are just many of them that are Church of Satan. There are many churches. Just many of them are the Church of Satan. So, they go, oh, that's an anti-Semitic thing in the Bible. No, Jesus was Jewish. He's saying, that's not a real synagogue. That's a synagogue of Satan. Went in with a whip, started beating them. Because they weren't teaching about God. They were teaching about rules and things and making themselves God and nickel and dime people. I'm preaching. I apologize. Savannah Hernandez is here. And, man, she went out to the Trump-Tim Cook Kissy Kiss Fest. And I'm glad a factory's coming here and Trump's doing a good job on that front. But he should have, told Tim Cook, knock off the censorship. You were there. You got physically attacked. We're going to play some of these amazing clips. These have gone viral. Paul Watson wrote about it, tweeted about it. I mean, they're going viral. Hundreds of thousands of views just this morning of these people. Tell them what happened. There's two different videos we're going to play. This is amazing.
Well, like you said, I got attacked a lot by Antifa members that were there. They were trying to follow you as soon as you got there. So we went and we were following them. They attacked us. Several people who were trying to interview attacked us. I went out with a MAGA hat and I was holding it. I was just asking people, what does it mean to you? What does it symbolize? I wasn't even wearing it, just holding it and showing it to them. People were trying to rip it out of my hand. They're getting really aggressive. And of course, I wanted to ask them, well, why are you so upset? What really brought you? What was the one thing that President Trump said or did that brought you to really feel this way and make you this angry that you had to take the whole day off of work to come and protest this? And I went around and either people wouldn't talk to me or they had zero response at all, which was not shocking. But if you're going to be at a protest, maybe know why you're there.
And this is the huge takeaway. You are a smart, perky, attractive young woman. So whether you're a man, a woman, a child, we're biologically geared, an attractive, young, nice, sweet woman. Everybody likes that, right? That's like the helper in society, the good thing in the world, what we protect, what we like. She had an Action 7 mic. She was acting nice. They didn't know who she was, and they were hateful little ignorant demons. You understand? So they're hateful to a woman saying, okay, how's Trump bad at this and that? They didn't even know who it was, and they were gibbering morons and also attacked you. I mean, these people You can take a horse to water, you can't make it drink.
Yeah, and again, I don't understand why they were so angry at me, because I wasn't going over there telling them, oh, you're dumb, you're an idiot, you're stupid, why are you here? I was simply like, hey, explain your sign to me, tell me why you're here, what are we upset about today? No one can explain it, and then, of course, it goes around like, oh, she's with InfoWars, she's bad, don't talk to her, don't talk to her. The creator of the group, or the person who really brought everyone there together, kept following me around too, so I went and confronted her, and I said, is there an issue? Why are you trying to stifle my First Amendment? And she was like, I'm not going to talk to you. And I was like, okay, well, then don't talk to me and stop following me around, because you're ruining my interviews with people who actually do want to talk and tell me about why they're here today, which, again, they didn't even know themselves, so.
This girl can talk, can't she? Way better than I can. That's why we're going to get her own show if she'll do it. I'm trying, folks. I'm pushing her. Maybe soon. But, Savannah, you just said it again right there. They not only won't talk to you, they try to stop others from talking unless you're the approved group. They're so hive-minded. There's a couple hundred of them out there. And they would say, I'm sorry, I'd rather say I can't talk. They're like zombies.
And I understand being put on the spot as well, because, you know, okay, there's a camera in front of my face, I get nervous. But when push comes to shove, if I was at a Hillary Clinton protest and someone came and asked me, why are you protesting Hillary Clinton? I would say, it's because she called black people super predators. It's because she's done so many bad things. I would at least have one point. This is why I'm here. But again, no point.
Benghazi,
no one,
exactly, servers,
like you can
the
list
death
it all
list.
Off, but you, they can't list one thing off about Trump. And I'm just like, you guys sit here all day long, and the media spends every single waking moment reporting on why he's bad, and you can't tell me one thing. Just one. Just one. Nothing.
And they can't do it anywhere in the country.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, it's not interesting, I guess.
They don't even say he's racist anymore. Or he likes David Duke. None of that's
because it's come out now that Obama, again, and I said this in my video as well, at this point in his presidency, he deported double the amount of people that Trump currently has. And so you bring that up and they're just like, well, I wasn't following politics. That's their new thing that they say. Well, I wasn't following politics back then. We need to focus on the present. And I'm like, okay, well, why weren't you focused on, did you not care about it back then? Why is it so different now? If you care about it now, then why can't you denounce it when it happened back then?
We'll play those clips when we come back, and you'll ride shotgun with us. Then we'll talk to the Proud Boys that have done some nice trolling of Fredo Cuomo. Of course, he also said that's an attack on Italian Americans when you say Fredo. No, the Italians came up with it and wrote the book. It's the name for a dumbass. And I guess Mario Puzo explained what it meant before he died, I think, in a Larry King interview that I saw. And he said, no, that's a term we had in our neighborhood. We call people Fredos that are dumb. So the Italians came up with Fredo, you dumb Fredo. So we'll talk about that. And then there's the other clip, too, we're going to get into. I mean, these people are just so whacked out. And I don't feel empowered that they're so stupid. I feel scared because this is a dangerous group of lemmings.
Yeah, I wanted to see, too, who our voters are in 2020. And I asked a lot of them as well, you know, who's your candidate for 2020? Nobody knows. No one even knows why they hate Trump. No one knows anything out here. And it's just, it's really funny. It's easy man on the streets for me. Good content. No one knows what they're talking about.
What is it like, though? Because I remember 3-4 years ago, we'd show people that were mindless at rallies. They'd say, oh, they're cherry picking. Now even the mainstream media goes, okay, just don't show our people. They know we're not cherry picking. I mean, it's scary. I mean, you go out to one of these events, these literally look like the living dead.
And again, I'm so against whenever anyone says, oh, you cherry pick your videos. And it's not cherry picking, because either no one's going to talk to me, or they're not, or when they do talk to me, they have no reason as to why they're actually protesting. So I think the people who don't want to talk to me are just smart enough to say, well, I really don't have any coherent thought and I don't know why I'm here. So I'm not going to make myself look like,
well,
a
fool. Well, I have to repent for something when we come back. I mean, seriously, this is serious. I've been thinking about this a lot, and God's laid it upon my heart that I should talk about this on air so we can all repent of it and think about what we really should do and what the right thing to do is. It's not good to make fun of these people, even though it's fun. It's not good. We'll be right back. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been watching and I've been waiting. And I tell you, we can get frustrated at the progress against globalism. People didn't even know what globalism was 10 years ago. Now it's global government, and if you don't like it, you're anti-Semitic. Why are they injecting something about Jews into global government that's got all sorts of globalists? They're Chinese, they're Jewish, they're Christian, they're Mexican. They're people that don't believe in nation states and want to work for global corporations and basically enslave people. But they're injecting that. There's a big article on InfoWars.com with a video report by Greg Reese posted in it where we totally proved Fiona Hill perjured herself before Congress yesterday and said, I'm not a globalist. I've never worked for George Soros, and Roger Stone's a criminal, and Alex Jones is evil, and they're anti-Semitic. Now, we have them with this. And again, Greg Reese has done a great report. I want to have that added to Watson's report, and I want to ask everybody to get it out Greg Reese's report is like 5 minutes long, and it's just all in there showing the perjury. She's the senior writer at theglobalist.com. She was the head chairperson on his main foundation and a top CFR member, the premier globalist organization. Again, it's like saying Adolf Hitler wasn't a member of the Nazi Party. Well, she's not the head. Like, Soros is the physical head. She's just like the deputy. So it's more like deputy for Rudolf Hess or Heinrich Himmler. It's like saying Heinrich Himmler. Remember Hogan's Heroes with Sergeant Schultz? Is like, hey, tell me, Schultz, who's the head of the Nazi Party? I know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing. This magnitude is just the biggest insult to our intelligence I've ever seen. And we're going to finish up with Sir Savannah here. She's going to ride shotgun with us. Then I'm going to go to our guests who are really taking action in the third dimension. And if you want to know what victory smells like and resistance, this is it. So we're going to talk to Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys. And, of course, Jacob Ingles, who writes for Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, you name it. They've got a new article up on InfoWars.com right now that we're going to be going over here in just a minute as the Proud Boys troll Fredo Cuomo, also known as Chris Cuomo, will arrest you if you read the WikiLeaks, will arrest you if you say the whistleblower is this thug. So we're going to talk to them here in just a moment. But introduce these two videos for us, and for listeners that just tune back in, let me do my mea culpa here. We can make funny videos and make fun of leftists when they talk like they're mentally retarded and all these things, but really these are victims, brainwashed victims, many of them. Now, the higher-up controllers, it's okay to make fun of them because they're evil if they know what they're doing, but we've got these leftist events, and you said you're not cherry-picking, and almost none of them can even form a sentence, and they're mean and they're stupid. Laughing at them, which I'm one of the main culprits of, Abe Skrilich, Carl the Cuck, all of them, I mean, so many of these icons we brought you, we discovered these superstars of idiocy, but, you know, we're laughing at our fallen self right there. Like, we're already fallen, but these guys have really fallen from grace. And that's people we lost. It's like laughing at a dead body in a battle. Oh, look, his guts are blown out of his side and he can't talk. They're close to that. And so even though they're gremlin like a lot of them, I want to think of a way to be loving to them and to talk to them. And next time I go out to one of these events, and they're going to brief them because they hear this, so I'm going to go to them. I'm going to find some that haven't been briefed, and I'm going to tell them, I love you. I care about you. Let's go get lunch. And I'm going to try to get five or six of these Antifa people. And I'm going to say, listen, this isn't a joke. We'll turn the cameras off. Let's go get lunch. I really want to talk to you. And I think we can talk to them, and I think we can get through to some of them. Just laughing at them, they already feel so bad. They already have this low self-esteem. The studies show that us laughing at them when they attack us only compacts them more into their system of hate. And I really think at the end of the day, you know, it's fun for eating popcorn, but when you realize what it really is, it's dangerous.
I definitely agree with that, Alex. And I think that'd be a great idea to do. Obviously, a lot of these people are in a blind rage. And I think that's why as well, when you confront them with the facts, like in these videos, you know, I ask them, what do you think about this? They don't know how to answer it because they aren't aware themselves. They're just uneducated on these things.
And by the way, I had said to you 6 months ago, I said, or a year ago, I want you to go out to Manly Street. And you said, I don't like, they're so sorry and stupid. And I feel sad for them.
Exactly.
But finally, you're willing to go out.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the break. I said when I first started here, I didn't want to go do man on the streets because I don't like making fun of people. I don't like making people look stupid. But when I went out to this event, again, this isn't me looking for specific clips that are going to be the best. I went out there and I even live streamed and I said, hey, what are we doing here? Either no one's going to talk to me or when they do, that's what comes out of their mouths. And I mean, at the end of the day, like that was the content that I got. So I put it out and we just need to educate.
Well, I think that's the message. We show how stupid and twisted and dumbed down and evil they are. And some of them are consciously evil, so we can make fun of them. But the real little zombies and stuff, when I go, look at your pathetic eyes, no light in them. Look, you look like a zombie. You look like your mother didn't take care of you. And I'm really, that's true. They start crying because I go, well, let me guess, she left you in the crib. Well, just because I can tell them who they are, I need to somehow show them love, at least try it. Because these really are the victims, and now they want to suck us down with them.
Well, Austin, I think you wanted to get to these clips.
Let's do it.
So
our guest.
We can go to the first clip, which
anti-Trump protester refuses to denounce Obama for deporting more immigrants than Trump. This is incredible. Here it is.
That is make America white again. And all his policies and what he does kind of backs that up. That's what he's looking to do. He's trying to take the immigration population and diminish it and diminish the people.
So at this time in Obama's presidency, he had way more deportations than Trump has had. What did you think about it back then when Obama was deporting all of them?
I didn't follow politics, and I have to say that that's the one good thing for me that came out of all this over the past 3 years. I didn't follow politics. It wasn't important to me, but when I saw what was going on 3 years ago in this person, and I saw the hate that he had.
Well, you denounced Obama for putting kids in cages and deporting illegal immigrants?
I didn't follow politics.
Well, you denounced Obama for putting kids in cages and...
probably didn't do it to the extent that goes on now.
You're right, it's double than what Trump is doing.
And there's a lot more behind Trump that goes on.
Well, you denounce Obama for putting kids in cages and deporting illegal immigrants.
Would I what?
Would you denounce Obama for putting kids in cages and deporting illegal immigrants?
I would not denounce him. He probably didn't do it to the extent that it's being done now.
He did it double.
Oh, double. I don't know, but I wouldn't denounce him because he was, his character, he was a gentleman.
So it's okay to deport people as long as you're a good person?
It isn't okay, but this person has many things against him. Everything about him is just corrupt.
You could teach a whole logics class on her because she's the opposite of it. You know, you can use that as a teaching example. And just how she's disconnected from reality. Okay, well, when Obama didn't even do his job, but the courts weren't blocking completely, so he deported double what Trump had done 3 years in, which is a number they admit. When he does it and does it in bad conditions, Trump fixes it up, does it better, does a better job, and less of it because the courts are blocking him. He's the Nazi, but Obama's the good guy. That is a total war on reality, what she just said.
And I think the saddest part of that clip, too, is she said that Trump is what really started her into politics and what made her start focusing. And what is there for her to actually listen to now? All she has is a media that hates Trump and focuses on only the bad things that he does, repeats lies, repeats their rhetoric, exactly what they want the public to hear. So none of them actually know the facts behind what our president has done. All they know is this blind rage. And that's why we get people like this who refuse to denounce exactly what they're protesting Trump for when Obama did it.
And this is Central. We're going to break and back with our guests and play one more of her clips and get to their clip. They'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. The Nick Begas takes over. This is the key to it. She just said it, and the lady just said it. Most of these new anti-Trumpers were total zombies. They weren't even politically dialed in, but they're pop TV viewers. They're sitcom viewers. They're, you know, with all these plots that attack me, Trump, everybody. So these are fiction lovers, and they have now believed that fiction is reality. That's why they believe lies. And so they are the most uninformed, most delusional, not even really stupid, just most in a trance, that are now being activated as the literal zombie armies. How do we wave a wand or, you know, kiss the toad and get them to stop, you know, acting like this? Is there some way to get them out of the trance? We'll be back with Savannah Hernandez and the Proud Boys from New York. Stay with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on.
You know, when you say you're the tip of the spear, you really better be the tip of the spear. And it means you're going to get some flack, folks. We're ready for it. Because we got you. You're praying for us. You're financially supporting us. You're spreading the word. You do those three things. Give us tips and information as well. Those four things. We're as fine as frog here, thanks to you. So I'm very thankful to the listeners and this great crew. And these fellers we're about to talk to about 15 minutes in the next hour, because I got to them a little bit late because we're behind today. I apologize for that, and I apologize to Nick Begich. He'll be up at 15 after next hour, always loaded for bear, doing the last hour or so of the Friday fourth hour. And then we have the War Room and so much more coming up at Savannah. You're going to ride shotgun too. Savannah Hernandez, our amazing reporter. Let's play this other clip. Anti-Trump protesters don't even know why they're protesting. And by the way, she has hours of this. This is how they all are. This is just a sampling. Here it is.
What's the biggest thing that Trump has said? What is the biggest action he's taken that's really pushed you to want to come protest?
The list is endless. I don't think I could come up with a single one.
Can you give me one specific thing that he's done? What's the biggest thing to you specifically that he's done?
No. It's from day one, he was just an evil mother.
Well, of course, I'm going to make America great, and that he's going to bring jobs, and that he's taking care of everybody, and that...
Wait, so one of the worst things that he said is...
No, those are the worst things, and also that when he said that he was going to help the people from Syria and he never did, I thought that was one of the worst things ever.
Just his entire person, the persona that he is, everything about him, just to me. Yes, everything about him. He just lies. Everything he does is...
What's one of the biggest lies that really angered you?
Mike, you have something?
It starts from the time he is inaugurated, you know, all the way from the crowd size, all the way to, you know, oh, it's a perfect phone call, what he's saying now with his phone call to Zelensky.
Did you read the transcript?
No, I didn't read the transcript, but I listened to, I've been following it on the news.
What is one of the most divisive things that Trump has said to you that really pushed you to want to come protest today?
I can't think right now.
No, just one thing. Just one big thing that Trump did.
But answer that. Maybe answer a, answer that.
Maybe
answer
a,
that
maybe
for
another
her.
Exit.
Let's go
ahead and
no? Just one thing?
I should have led the broadcast with that today because everybody's seen other videos like this around the country. And what's scary is these people think they're good. They think they're in the moral right. And they don't even know that she's an InfoWars reporter. She's Action 7. We've got a lot of those flags that are just kind of not even being deceptive who we're with. Those are little organizations we've created, little channels we have, so that we can actually try to talk to them without the triggering. The old guy with the blue hat was flipping me off for hours in my face, telling me he was going to get me and all this stuff. The raw videos on InfoWars. Another guy had a police dog menacing people with it. And like, he was scaring us. I mean, if his dog would have bitten me, he would have gone to jail. His dog would be taken, its head cut off, and sent be tested for rabies. I don't want that to happen. It's the dog's just an animal. This guy brought it there trying to threaten to, you know, kill me. Basically with it, you know, I'm menacing. And the guy's like, I'm going to get you. And he'd bring the dog over and have it there like it scared me. I was like, give me a break, man. A dog bite? I mean, come on. We were like 10 years old. We'd go down where people let their dogs off leashes and get in fights with them on purpose. And the police would chase us off, you know, after we smashed big rocks on top of pit bulls' heads. I mean, am I trying to act tough? We used to go fight dogs for fun when I was a kid. You know, it is kind of a mean thing. Quit doing it. It got bit a few times. But that's just how crazy all of this is. And I want to bring in one of the top Proud Boys in the country, great guy who's been on before, Enrique Tarrio, Proud Boys chairman, congressional candidate, website Tarrio2020.com, T-A-R-R-I-O, 2020, what a cool name, I love that name, Tarrio, sounds like a race car driver, but what he is a patriot, and of course, we also have Jacob Engels, a syndicated writer, he's got an article out for Infowars.com right now. Getting into all this, hope people share it with the video, epic, hopefully it will go viral video of the Proud Boys trolling Chris Cuomo, now forever known as Fredo Cuomo. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're going to play this video in a few minutes, but we should talk about these ongoing show trials, not just of Roger, but of the Proud Boys and the latest on that. So please give us an update, Tarrio.
I think the Roger thing ties in exactly why we went to New York. So we got political persecution coming in D.C. on the federal system, and then we have it coming at the state system where these nine men essentially defended themselves against the Antifa horde and got 4 years in prison for it while the judge in the case, the prosecutor, have let off pedophiles with 3 month sentences, have let off heroin dealers with zero sentence. They just close the case, they throw it out, and then our guys for defending themselves, it's 4 years in prison. That is crazy.
And it's really totalitarian, like you said. I mean, what's happening to Roger, what's happening to everybody. I don't know if you guys saw the clip yesterday, them bragging, yeah, he's a felon, yeah, he deserves to go to jail. He lied and said Fiona Hill works for Soros and is a globalist. He goes, I'd have not done any of that. Perjury. What he's been convicted of not doing. And she's the head writer at theglobalist.com, CFR, was the top board member on his main foundation, worked directly for his foundation. And she got money from the Ford Foundation that famously truly was anti-Semitic, but then she called us that. I mean, that's just crazy.
It's outrageous, Alex. Right. It's outrageous.
Yeah. This lady, Jacob, what's your view on that? I mean, I don't even remember this. I've known you for years, but you're Jewish, right?
I'm actually not. I'm raised Roman Catholic, but I have a great affinity for Jewish people in Israel.
You're gay. That's what it is. My point is, I didn't even know that whoever that idiot Lieutenant Colonel was Jewish. They go, they're saying he's bad because he's Jewish. I didn't even know he was Jewish. I don't even pay attention to what people are. I pay attention to what they say. Sorry, I'm ranting. It just drives me crazy.
No, we're all humans, Alex. It goes back to the point you were talking about a segment ago with Savannah. We should really try and reach these people on a human level. Unfortunately, so many times they don't want to treat us like humans. So we're stuck in this situation where we're compassionate, we have a heart, we care about people, we care about God, we care about country, but these people care about nothing except advancing themselves towards a globalist society. So we, all too often conservatives, sit there and say, let's turn the other cheek, let's show compassion, and we just keep getting a foot on our throat, and I think it's about time, high time, that we stand up.
I agree. Going back to the Proud Boys leader, let's get into Cuomo, because I'm glad that you guys are fighting back against this tyranny, Fredo, and are actually getting out there, because the power of street art and actions like this is really critical for not just you guys, for all of us to be doing it. That's why I'm getting out in crowds more, I'm going out in public more, I'm engaging more.
Well, it starts off with getting banned on social media, and then you've seen in my case, you get banned off of your bank account. Now, that's just the beginning, and I know that happened to you too. That's just the beginning. What they do is they use these tools to silence us so we won't be able to fight back against these stories. So then it goes over to like the state level where the prosecutors are using these media headlines to persecute these people for their political views. So what they did, it's a gift and a curse, getting banned off of social media somewhere where me as a candidate, you can't even show support for me as a candidate on Facebook right now. But those are things in order to silence you, and then we're seeing the evolution of it with them putting us in prison for fighting back. And the gift comes in, and it makes us more active in real life, where we see that it's not just social things. It's not just a digital world where we have to be activists. We have to actually go out into the real world, put these banners up, host a rally, protest. And in some cases, I mean, those things are limited in their reach. I think the next step, we have people like Cenk that's running now for Congress too. And all of this that we're doing doesn't amount to the dry ink on a sheet of paper from a senator or congressman. That's why I'm running for Congress, because these things got to change. This has to stop. There's no crime committed here. We put up some banners to go against the fascist state of New York, starting with Governor Cuomo, which is the first one that sent out the tweet that put our guys in jail, essentially. This has to stop. And we have to stop it by being on the streets, getting members of Congress elected, city officials. We've had, the Proud Boys have had seven, in the past 3 weeks, we've had seven members win elected seats across the country. We need to put our people in those positions where they can make those changes that you
can. Enrique, stay right there. Fourth hour coming up. What you just said is key. Two things you said made me get chills up my back. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.